Steve Bertrand. Thank you, Steve. 2:39. We play a game on Mondays called Handyman Poker, where we brag about the chores we did around the house over the weekend. Steve had his, I had mine. We asked you to vote. Steve got all of the votes. I didn't get any.
Technically, you don't have a house right now that you're living in, so.
No, I don't need your help on this.
I'm just throwing you a bone.
Mine was automotive, so I didn't need to have a house.
Turns out you did.
During the news, actually, another text has poured in, and now it's 9-1. Thank you, Elif. Ding.
No problem.
It's a 2:40. Okay, seriously now. So there's this story that Steve just talked about in the news, and you've heard about it here as well. It's the case of the 14 and 15-year-olds involved in a sexual assault that was live-streamed on Facebook. Upwards of 40 or so people actually watched it in real time. And to my knowledge, not one of them called 911. The police are frustrated by this in every possible way. One of the stories in the paper today involved the conversation about whether or not they should be able to prosecute the people who actually witnessed it and didn't say anything. But Facebook says that they actually are not able to give you, and I believe they mean physically, literally they can't, not that they wouldn't, but they can't tell you who watched a Facebook stream. Now, I know you could figure out who streamed it, but can you sample the, say, addresses of the people that actually watched it? And Facebook is saying no.
And think of it, you started the show by talking about a LPGA golfer whose win was taken from her, right? Because someone saw something on TV and called to report it. But no one called to report this Facebook.
That's true. Yeah, I know, which is shocking. So I said, first of all, I'm shocked at that. The technology, I suspect, exists to get that information. But additionally, it should be against the law to watch a sexual assault and not report it. If you're standing on the corner and you see somebody get mugged, don't you have an obligation to, if not intervene, at least get the police? So I called an attorney, and Edward J. Austin, PC, said, oh, I'll help you out with that, John. He's sitting in our studio. Thanks for coming in. How are you?
John, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Start with the mundane. If I see somebody get mugged on the street, do I have a legal obligation to tell the authorities?
Absolutely not. I guess we have two issues here, legally or ethically. Ethically, of course, you'd have that moral dilemma of whether to report it or not, but a law on the books in the state of Illinois, there's no duty to report a crime.
That's not aiding and abetting a crime or something like that?
You're just a witness to it. You're not helping in any way, but it could get sticky if you did hail a cab for the assailant or maybe try to run interference with the police.
What if the police asked me if I saw the crime? Do I have to tell them? I suppose I would need to cooperate then, right?
Yeah, you'd have to tell them. I mean, but if you chose not to cooperate and say, hey, listen, I didn't see anything, they can't force you to tell them what happened or what you saw. They could compel you to come into the grand jury and swear under oath about what you saw, but that's the problem. There is no obligation to report a crime or report what you saw.
I could see why some people in some neighborhoods or some circumstances don't want to seem to be cooperating with the police because it could boomerang around on them, right? But in the case of the Facebook story then, too, is it the same principle? That you witnessed it either in person or over a device doesn't change the fact that you have no obligation.
No obligation to report it. Other states have different rules, but in Illinois, absolutely not.
I am really disappointed and surprised to hear this.
There are certain mandatory requirement laws. For instance, doctors, clergy, teachers, if they know about child abuse or sexual abuse, they have a duty to come forward and report it to the police. But in terms of an average citizen witnessing a crime, watching it on Facebook, no duty.
There's a term that describes those people, designated reporters or something like that. There are some designations by class of people like teachers, et cetera.
That's correct.
They have to. But that's a sexual assault, right? Probably not somebody stealing a candy bar at a drugstore.
Absolutely. Sexual assault, sexual abuse of child abuse.
Well, where have I been and why hasn't the law caught up with the ethics on this? Why don't we? I mean, Steve, can you think of a reason why or Edward, can you think of a reason why we shouldn't make it the law that you need to report a crime that you saw committed?
Well, I think, first of all, it would take an affirmative act to go ahead and report it. and now you're going to mandate or require someone to make that affirmative act?
Right. I, that's an interesting point, but we're making them buy health insurance.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it seems to me like we're already down that slope. Forget about health care. Tom has a question on line two. You're on WGN. Hey, Tom, what can we do for you?
You know, in today that we what we see on TV and the computer, sometimes we think that we're watching a fictional thing. And we are at night. We see people shooting each other all night long, and we hand out awards, and we applaud it. And then when we see...
You're talking about primetime TV. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Or movies, and we're applauding it. Then when we see it in real life, we really know that it's real. Then we're appalled by it. So that's where these young people get their ideas from. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. That's an interesting point. But I think you're also touching on a point that Bertrand was making to me in the halls before we even did this subject. Thanks for the call, Tom. And that is, maybe what you saw on Facebook wasn't real.
Well, I think that's exactly the point. I'm sure the people that were streaming it live weren't sure if it was real, if it was fake. We see all these hoaxes on the internet about fake crimes, kidnappings, and whatnot. And I don't know if we could determine if it was real or not, or some sort of phony ploy. And you'd have to prove that they knew it was an intentional act. And maybe an adult or a guardian or someone who knew the victim, then they would perhaps have a duty to report. But just watching it, live streaming it, someone who didn't sign in for it, didn't pay for it,
didn't say, hey, I'm going to intentionally watch this, but happened upon it.
Correct.
I'm sorry. Too bad for you then. I'm happy to prosecute these people. I'm happy. And I'm not sure what the penalty will be if they don't, because they did not commit the crime, but they could have stopped the crime. Or they could have stopped the crime if the cops got there in time, or at least shortened the length of the assault. I don't know.
And then you'd have to assume that they knew who these perpetrators were and who the victim was, that they could make this call, or whether they just happened upon it. I mean, it's the ethical dilemma. We worry about over-legislating ethics.
I know. That's exactly what I'm about to do here. Stephen, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, I have two things I'd like to say here. First one is, if they know how many people actually watch this online, then there's got to be some kind of technology out there to find out who those people were.
Right, they're counting something. They're counting something. There has to be a way to know.
Exactly. My second thing is how come no one is going after Facebook for letting stuff like this out?
Well, they took it down once they found out, because, the live stream exists as a video.
But there's got to be some kind of, some kind of technology that's not going to let something like this go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I sympathize with you, or you're sympathizing with me. I mean, it's just ghastly that they were able to do this. And, it's also profoundly stupid. I mean, that's how you get caught, is they have video. If you're providing the video, granted the angle may be on the victim and not on yourself, but my understanding is that there was a lot of visual clues in that video. That doesn't help these dum-dums at all.
I tell my clients all the time, if there's a video, it'll tell us exactly where this case is going. If it's on video and you're caught in the act, whether it's a DUI or an assault like this, it's a pretty easy case for the prosecution. They have it on video. If the video doesn't show anything, or it's not clear, then you have something to work with.
Then maybe you go to court. But otherwise, you might settle.
Work it out.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks that the law should at least be reconsidered on this. But if I see you committing a crime, maybe we'll pick a certain class of crime, certain kinds of felonies or whatever. But shouldn't the law mandate, if you see the crime being committed, you have to make some goodwill. You'll come up with the fancy legal language for me, I'm sure. Good faith effort to report it. If you don't have a dime, if you don't have a phone, if you're all alone, I don't know. Or if you think that you will harm yourself by reporting it. You know what I mean? Like if you hit somebody in a car, I know this happens to be the case in Minnesota, maybe it is in Illinois. If I'm driving and I hit you, I have an obligation to stop. But if stopping here is going to further endanger me, I can drive on. It enables you to hit and run only so as that you won't cause even more injury to you or somebody else. So maybe we could layer some caveats in here, but son of a gun, this shouldn't be that difficult to write.
Well, I think that we rely on the moral and ethical code of conduct for a society, and if that's eroded, we got problems.
Well, you had 40 people watch this thing. None of them picked up the phone. It's a 249. This is WGN. We're just chatting off the air and doing a great show, but I thought maybe we should broadcast the dang thing, so let's wrap this up. Edward J. Austin is in our studio. He is a criminal defense attorney, and I asked him to come into our studio today and talk a little bit about the case of that live streaming on Facebook, the attack that took place in Chicago a couple of days ago. They're charging a 14-year-old, Steve. Is that what the story is? 14-year-old?
The boy who was in court today was 14 years old.
Yeah, 15-year-old victim.
Hey, can I give you, I'm sorry to do this to you, change topics real quick?
Sure.
We're just getting news, the Associated Press reporting that the NHL saying it will not participate in next year's Winter Olympics in South Korea. So that's the topic for later, but they've been going back and forth because of compensation and issues like that, and it just was announced.
So NHL players
right.
will not
so, you
be
know, the league
sure.
would go dark for a while. A
couple weeks.
Right, and you know, they were losing quite a bit of momentum in the season and all of that, and so they were trying to go back and forth, and AP reporting now that the NHL says it will not be part of the Olympics, so NHL
that,
players won't be.
Wonder if that dooms Olympic hockey then, or I guess college players could play like they used to in basketball and whatnot.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, no kidding.
Weren't NHL players then.
Oh, interesting. It's 2:54. This is WGN. John Williams here. So we're taking your calls about this, too. I just think if you witness a crime, you should have some sort of legal obligation to report it or to help. Maria wanted to say something. You're on the air. Hi, Maria. What can we do for you?
Hi, King John. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
There was, I think it was like in the 1970s, not quite specific on dates, but it was a law. It was in New York City. And it was a young woman that was beaten and assaulted, Kitty Genovese.
I know this. I was going to look that up before I came in today, and I didn't. But I know the case you're talking about. It's heartbreaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I thought there was a law after that if you see a crime, you must report. But maybe I made that up in my head.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to double check on that. Thank you.
Okay,
for
thanks,
the phone
John.
Call. Yeah, it was because she was assaulted out on a sidewalk, and all of the people in the condos and apartment buildings there in New York, nobody did anything to help her. And the law, and that's the end of the story. That's all I know. Did the law change or not? I'm not sure.
And I know each state has different rules. You know, doing a little research of my own, I know Texas has something on the books that is akin to that. Where if you notice or see a felony offense, then you have a duty to report.
Well, there is such a thing as a Good Samaritan statute, which is sort of different. That's where you do try and intervene on somebody's behalf. You harm them further, and now that gives them some sort of protection, I think, from civil cases. But that's not what we're talking about here. Mark is on line two. Hey, Mark, jump in here. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, John. So when you're talking about these people should be able to pick up the phone and just call.
Yeah.
They're, unless that video, you know, the people in the video say where they're at, or there's some side of a header that says where they're at, these 40 people could be anywhere in the world. How do they know where to call to say they saw this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's a good question, Mark. Yeah. I mean, right. If I'm watching it, unless I happen to know the participants and know where they are, if it's random or if I just don't know where they are, then I could say I'm watching an assault happen live on my phone. I don't know where it is. That maybe that doesn't help them, right?
Right. Unless, you know, then you'd have to try and get in touch with Facebook and they can find, you know, the ID of where that video is. And that would help, you know, speed that part of it up. But other than that, it's pretty anonymous, it seems like.
No, I think you're right about that.
You know, I got the impression that this Facebook streaming was among Facebook friends.
Sure, usually it is.
So it would be a closer group.
Yeah, I think the people that were watching that probably could have helped. I think the people that were watching that knew who and what was going on here. That's my uneducated guess. It's 2:57. I'm out of time. I sure appreciate you coming in the studio. You've got to come by and visit with us again.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Edward J. Austin. It's 2:57 on WGN.